Thank you for listening to Podcast Rock City. Don't forget, you can join us live on YouTube and Facebook every Sunday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can also check out our Patreon at patreon.com/podcastrockcity, where you can join our Patreon for a whole week for free just to try it out. Now let's go ahead and get to the show. What's up, everybody? Joe here for Podcast Rock City, and with me this week is Sonny Hollywood Booty.
What's up, people? Was it 12 days to the cruise, baby?
12 days to your cruise. Very days. Exciting. Right up there is the lovely and talented Lee. Hi, Lee.
Hi.
Last weekend we did a show, but you guys didn't see it unless you're on the Patreon. So you could go check that out, patreon.com, and look out for the Podcast Rock City page. Sonny and Lee and I got together and we did that extra thing because halftime, I did my own halftime show, so you didn't have to see Usher on roller skates. I did a tour of my new house, the basement anyway, so everybody could see the new Kiss room. It was cool. A lot of people watched. I was really surprised by that. I was like, nobody's interested in Usher? What's happening?
Right.
Millions of people watched Usher. I'm just kidding. Anyway, check out our Patreon. It's free for a week. You can check it out. There's a whole bunch of stuff on there. Everything from videos to polls to just questions that I ask daily where I want to know your opinion. And it's a lot of fun. A lot is happening with Kiss. And it doesn't really feel like it, but all of a sudden, snap, 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 it's happened. And, we're basically the news and the topic of the week are kind of the same. So, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to intertwine them. I can't intertwine them. Thank you, Sonny. That was nicely done. So let's go ahead and get to the news.
Podcast Rock City News.
I do want to tell you guys that our producer, Sven, is out of town. And speaking of out of town, Karen's out of town. And if you guys, this is the place she's staying has no live TV. Everything is app only. So this is the most live TV she's seen, if that's what you want to call it. Anyway, poor Karen. I was watching something and I was on the phone with her and she goes, "Is that live TV? It sounds awesome."
That's great.
Anyway, I want to talk to you guys about a few things. One, Kiss announced they have a 50th anniversary collection coming out, and that's going to be in the topic of the week. But the news, 50 years. I don't think it's like, am I using the right term when I say linear? Am I correct with that, Sonny?
Linear. What does that mean?
How are you using it?
Yeah.
Like it was when they announced the 50th anniversary, it wasn't exactly the same day as when they started. Is that linear?
I don't know. I don't think
so. Sure, Joe.
Somebody Google that shit for me. Okay. So when they announced it, it wasn't like the first day, like this is it. Here's our 50th anniversary. I know it was a couple of days before. Or close maybe enough. It was later.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Close enough.
How are you? Gracious. Yeah. It's not like your first date or the day you got married or the day you met. Yeah. What's the first day supposed to be?
Showed up with the two sneaker color. Like, what was the first day?
Yeah. To me, the whole year is a 50th anniversary.
Right. Exactly.
Okay.
I agree.
Right? It is what it is.
Well, that makes more sense. Yeah. That does make some sense. Okay. So let's talk about that. 50 years ago, I was only 3. Sonny was 4. Lee was 7. And,
that's true. Huh? 50 years ago?
Joe can't do math too good. He really didn't want to say it out loud. Is what it was.
I was 10.
Lee was 10. Anyway, damn. Lee,
I don't care.
I know you don't care. But see, the thing about it is that a gentleman never mentions a woman's age.
It's okay with me, though. I
know, but it's still, that's not how I was raised. Anyway, it's funny. I was raised to be polite to Lee, but stand up and shake my ass in a camera and do the Herkel Durkel. Anyway.
Well, I have none of that.
None of that. You're welcome. So let's talk about when we did discover the band. When I did discover the band, I think I was 7. I had a buddy that showed me an album, Love Gun, I believe. So it might have been 8. But anyway, I mean, when I think about where Joe was at 8 years old, I can remember that, not only that moment where I saw the record for the first time, because I was blown away by what I saw. Mm-hmm. He loaned me the record and I was able to go and listen to it, you know, and I had really had no former taste in music. Does that make sense? I was very little. So I basically listened to whatever my mom was listening to. And I'm going to go with, it was Neil Sedaka and Barry Manilow and Elvis and the Beatles. And those were, you know, that was Joe's musical taste. My first concert ever was Neil Sedaka. And that, I remember it, and just barely. And it, I mean, whatever. Anyway, but like Joe back then, you know, I was playing with like Star Trek Migos or something with my buddy, and Hot Wheels cars, and you know, and when I think about, I'm still doing all that. Isn't that amazing?
Same. Look at this. Same.
Same. I have not grown up, not one bit. And what I wanted to ask is, Lee, when you discovered the band, you were how old?
I was 11, and my big brother had brought home Alive. My brother's what introduced me to most of my musical tastes. Before that, I was listening to the Partridge Family. David Cassidy was my first love. Tony Orlando, you know, stuff like that. Yeah. So I saw, but I knew my brother had brought home all the good 70s, like Aerosmith, Elton John, and all that. But I saw that Kiss Alive album. That's what I saw it, and I'm like, what is this? And that's what got me, was the look first, of course. But then I listened to it and I took the album, still have it.
Lee as an 11-year-old. Okay. This is where I want. Lee as an 11-year-old, was Lee a different Lee than Lee is now? Was Lee a play with her dollies kind of Lee, or was Lee play with my big brother and his Hot Wheel cars?
I wasn't a dolly girl. I liked stuffed animals and screwing around my brothers and, you know, that stuff like that.
And how many brothers do you have?
I had 2 older brothers.
Two older brothers.
Yep.
But so they were a huge influence on you.
Huge.
That's amazing. I hear that so much just researching.
And they brought me into the horror world. Like, we would watch, you know, the Creature Black Lagoon and stuff on Sunday mornings, you know, all that stuff. So that's big influence.
Yeah. That's awesome. Sonny, now you were a little older. You were a teenager.
Yeah, my Kiss comes in at 14. It's all about MTV. So I'm coming in at 80s Kiss. We're talking about summer of 84. Mm. And, you know, my young years, I was either sports, in my books, or watching TV. Like, I was a huge... like primetime TV, sitcoms. I always have been.
Oh, yeah.
I still am to this day. Like, when people say cut the cable, I can't cut the cable, because I need to have, anytime I want to watch Hogan's Heroes, I can find it. Or anytime I want to watch Dukes of Hazzard, I can find it, because I grew up on that stuff. And then, like, sophomore year, 84, that summer, MTV took over my life. And then I was 24/7, anytime I could, watch MTV.
Same.
Before that, I'm basically music wise, I'm listening to what's on the radio. And then my parents were both born in India. So they didn't like a ton of, I guess what you would call American pop music. My mom had one A track that she would listen to over and over and over and over. Goddamn Air Supply.
So good. I'll tell you what, this is a true story. True story. Coming up with Joe. I went roller skating with a girlfriend, and my mom drove, and I sat in the back of the car. And on the way home, we, of course, were not wearing seatbelts. And she was sitting in the back seat, and I was laying across her, and my mom was playing the tape in the tape player. And I sang every song to her on the way home, every single song. And little did I know that it wasn't going to help. It didn't help at all. It, romance did not matter. I guess I must have been 14, I think. But roller skating, Air Supply, it's funny. And there, hey, how about this? Raise your, okay, Sonny, maybe not you, because you did come to the band late. Lee. Always a pinball machine at the roller skating place. Kiss Pinball, absolutely.
No, but me and my best friend, her father owned the mini putt in town, and he had a game room, and we got him to get the Kiss Pinball machine in there.
Really?
Oh yeah, we talked him into. We were there every day playing.
That is awesome.
Yep.
That's awesome.
I pretend that's the actual one. It's not, but I'm like, that's the one from Arnold Palmer.
Arnold Palmer was the name of the putt place.
Yes,
that's.
And you got to remember, by the time that I'm really getting into like going to arcades and stuff, Tempest and those type of games are just coming out. So I never played pinball. Right, I looked at pinball as, oh, that's old people's games. Like I want to play like the new games that are like video and you can blow stuff up and. Mm-hmm. Right, that stupid. Remember that stupid knob thing on Tempest? Like I wore that thing out.
Hell yeah! Now you guys, all right. So here's the thing: I don't know if Tempest is on this machine that I bought the other day. I'm gonna bet
500 games.
It's 20,000.
How about what? Moon Patrol?
Is my Moon God? Patrol.
I played Moon Patrol today. So let me tell you the games that I've played so far. Okay, for those of you that don't know, I got a I found a company here in Georgia that makes customized arcade machines. This freaking thing, I bought it for player. Okay. So me and my buddies whatever, we could get together and play like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, where we had all four of us play at the same time. Or so anyway, it has 20,000 games on it. I bought it. Wow. It has a 42 inch screen. Okay. So you have to think about, the screen is 42 inches, so the build is even bigger. And I had it covered with Kiss graphics. So our buddy Jeff, who made these posters up here, Jeff Trott, he did the design for me. So if you look at the sides of the pictures, it's all alive too. And at the bottom underneath is like the center, like the record sleeve where they had all the fans, you know? Yeah. So that's there. Anyway, I have played and I haven't played a ton just because I've had to work since I got it. But today and the last couple of days, I played Moon Patrol. I played Track and Field a lot because I love
that game.
Track and Field.
Love that game.
I don't remember.
I've played this thing called Cyberball, which was a football game where you were robots and they roll instead of run. But the quarterback is like a stand-up running quarterback. I played that. My buddy Noel Faulkner and I used to play that. Rest in peace, Noel. And as soon as I saw that it was there, I played Centipede because it has a rollerball. It has the rollerball. Missile Command. When you mentioned Tempest, Sonny, I played that game, but not as much as I played a game called Gyrus. And okay. Gyrus was a game where you went around in circles and shot things that came at you. I played and it had like classical music playing all the time. It was really weird. But anyway,
I used to play Galaga. Remember 1941?
Oh, I played that. I played 1942 today.
Oh my God.
Was it 1941 or 1942? I can't remember.
41, I think, was a movie.
Okay, so 42 must have been the game. Okay.
Yeah.
Frogger? But,
I haven't played any Frogger, but it's on there.
Love
any,
Frogger.
Anyway, so it's been a lot of fun. And so it's just like thinking about KISS right now and reminiscing of what it was like to be a kid when I discovered the band. There's so many stories to be told that involve KISS. Even for every one of our lives, everybody watching right now, everybody that's interested in this show right now has been touched in some way and has a specific memory of something that has happened in their lives. Not necessarily, they didn't necessarily have to be at a KISS concert. You know what I mean? It was just something where, whether it was sitting and playing your Atari and listening to a live, or, you know, sitting in your room, talking on the phone with your girlfriend and having a Love Gun playing in the background. But all these things right now, I think, are what is making this anniversary so special. Mm-hmm. So special. So let's, I don't know what they're going to do all year. All I know is that it seems like Paul Stanley is at the warehouse a lot, looking at stuff and posting pictures of stuff.
Yep.
Last night, I texted Keith LaRue. I didn't know he was at the warehouse, but I sent him a message just going, "Hey, just checking in. How you doing?" And he sent me a couple of pictures of stuff. He was like geeking out. It was really weird. He sent me was a picture of one of Paul Stanley's fireman helmets. And the other thing that he sent me a picture of was the key to Cadillac.
Oh man.
Yeah. It was really cool. It was really cool. He's like, and, you know, I was checking in just to see how he was doing, and I told him it was good that he was still busy. Look, he's going through the warehouse, I guess, a little bit. But anyway, he's a very nice guy, and if you guys have friended him on Facebook, don't be afraid to say hi. He's super nice. All right, so do you guys agree with what I'm saying? I mean, like, I understand that, like, we all have different memories for different bands. KISS is the dominant band in my life. Obviously, Lee, that's how it is with you?
No.
No, not the dominant band in your life. I'm kidding. Yeah, you know, you said that so convincingly that it was like a lure going through the water, and I was like, "That's got to be real."
Look at this.
Yeah, they're not. The dominant band. I don't know.
Dumb question. I'm gonna get that all week. Sonny, what? Seriously, I don't know that KISS has been the dominant band. Y&T, Stryper, huge bands in your life.
Love.
Yeah, you know, I've probably got 10 bands of musical artists that kind of fight for dominance. But when I look around the room, half of what's in the room is KISS stuff, at least. It could be 70%. But as time goes on, other bands show up in this room. So it used to be 100% KISS. It's no longer 100% KISS.
Right.
Yeah, I got other stuff around. But,
yeah.
You know.
My oldest friend, Doug, he's in the room right now.
Birthday boy?
Yeah, 56 years old. Congratulations.
Well, happy birthday.
He's 56.
He never says hi to me, but thank you. Always says hi, Joe, hi, Lee. Never says hi, Sonny. I don't know why.
Ooh, and you guys know each other.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, what the hell?
What are feelings?
Anyway, happy birthday, Doug. I was talking to him first thing this morning. He sent me a picture of something that we're going to talk about, and you know, it'll all get. So let's go ahead. Now that that's all done, we reminiscing for the news of 50 years of KISS. So let's go ahead and get to the topics, plural, of the week.
Podcast Rock City Topic of the Week.
I was down on a mission.
it's so funny. You're reading the comments, guys, at Marble Madness. Everybody's saying their favorite. Space Invaders? That's
love
a good
that game.
One.
Loved
so
it.
The cool thing is on the machine, they have the original black and white version and the version that came out later.
Dude, check out. No, wait. Oh, man. Go back to Duke Groovy. Wait, did you go? Can you go back?
Yeah. Here?
Check out his little. That's a little Flintstones dude in there. That's really cool.
Oh, that is awesome.
I love the Flintstones. Flintstones, one of my favorites.
Oh, I love it.
Sinkin' Stanley, what's up? Zaxxon. I love Zaxxon. You play, you know, you flew the plane. It was like a space shuttle thing.
No, Pong on there?
All right, now I'm going to tell you guys.
We had Pong, and we were the shit. In the
Had Pong. I had Pong. And
like people came over to see it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? Life is so weird. I'm just today.
It's really awful. When
today,
you
I was watching some Ric Flair documentary. It's older. It was like 30 for 30. And I'm watching like they're showing 1980s Ric Flair, you know, woo, you know. Woo. And I'm thinking to myself, I wish I could go back to little Joey. And that's me, not the other guy that's on the show. And tell him, you're never going to believe what the world is going to be like when you're watching a documentary on that guy.
Right.
In 40 years. You know what I mean? Because it's like, it's just, I would have never believed it. It's really... Look, you guys, all your arachnoid. Oh, I thought it was arcanoid. I don't know that one.
I never heard of that.
Pac-Man, Time Pilot. That was another one that was really good.
Was my game.
All right, I know we're talking too much about this, but that's okay. This show is all about being a Kiss fan and everything that. Defender. I have to look that one up.
Love that one.
Jason Cannon wants to know, where's Joey? I got to be honest with you. He's busy. I think he's doing something for work. So
he's a very busy man.
He is. So now that we got to the topic of the week, let's talk about a couple of things that are happening. Here is one of them.
Ooh.
As you can see, Ace Frehley's album is getting ready to come out. Let me go ahead. I'm going to blow it up. Boom. All right. We're just a mere days away. So 5 days from now, the new Ace Frehley record comes out. And I can tell you guys, and we're not going to talk about it right now because I don't want to say what my opinion is. I will tell you that we've heard it.
We have.
We've heard it. And
tried on some of it.
Yeah, that was one of the most important things.
We got to hear it.
One of the coolest things, and I think I could speak for Lee and Sonny, while listening to it, is knowing that your friend
right, it was cool.
played on this record of mm-hmm. this guy that he... I mean, look, here it is, okay? This is what I was talking about in the news. This goes back. You know, think about Joey, 5 years old, at Madison Square Garden, 1979, Dynasty Tour. All he cared about was getting a hot dog and a Coke or something, according to his book. And here he is all these years later playing right. on the record
cool.
with one of the guys that was on that stage. It's amazing to us. Yeah. I know that Sonny gives Joey a lot of shit, but truthfully, and I'll let Sonny speak for himself, but I'm very proud of this moment. I think that this is, it's just one of those opportunities. I got to play one song on stage with Lee and my buddy Doug that we were just talking about with Bruce Kulick, and it was musically one of the greatest days of my whole life.
It was amazing.
You know? So it's just one of those things where, you know, just the fact that you know your friend got to accomplish such a cool thing. I remember when he did some of the tracks, he was driving home and he just had to tell somebody, and he called me. He's like, I got to tell you what I just did. And it was just so great. So for those of you out there, get on the 23rd, the record comes out. There's like 50 different versions, right, Sonny?
Yeah, it's... What a bubblegum splatter. Like, you can get whatever you want.
Oh, Ace, my goodness.
Ace is trying to figure out how to get every Ace fan to buy 15 different styles of his record, I think.
Because they got
to
have every one.
Yeah, because they got to have all of them. No, in terms of, you know, Joey playing on the record, I think it's amazing. Yeah, especially guitar players and drummers, like I know some, and drumming, for instance, the best ones, you know, all four of their limbs are doing something different. I could never be that coordinated to do that. And I played sports and I couldn't do it. And then, you know, my best friend plays guitar. He's a great guitar player and got a band in Sacramento. And I see him up there. You know, I just talk to him like a normal friend, like I've had all my whole life. And he's up there playing guitar. And I'm like, when I have that piece of metal in my hand, I don't even know what to do with it. How do you know, like, how to do stuff with it? You know what I mean? So it always amazes me that these folks that have a talent and then they get to, I guess, do it at a high level, and then they get to connect with people they've always loved. I think it's awesome. I think
they get to make a living at it. It's wonderful.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, it's one of those things where he is constantly, he's constantly going and constantly playing places, constantly. They're looking for him. They're asking him, hey, come and play on this, come and play on that. And that is absolutely great. So this record comes out in 5 days. I know that at Walmart, there's going to be a couple of, I think a couple of different versions. And then I also heard Mark Randall. I just got to your thing. Yes, it was a dumb question to ask Lee. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Damn, that was a
dumb question. I got a few other bands I love, but I'm
right now.
Mark. What, hey, Sonny, did you see that? I just remembered the little Flintstone. It was the Way Out. Somebody.
Yeah, yeah. Way Out.
Way out.
That's what my God. Is. Yes.
Way out.
That's what that was.
Oh, my God.
There it is. Chris Flynn.
Loved it so much.
I'm just saying, man. Life as a kid in the 70s and 80s.
I'd go back to the 70s in a second.
Yeah.
Music and everything about it. I love it.
Yeah. Okay, so that record comes out this week. Next weekend, obviously, we're going to talk more about it because it'll be out, and all of you will have had a chance to listen to it, and we'll all give our opinions on this show right here, and it'll be a lot of fun. Now, that all being said, they're also, so out of nowhere, like, and one must wonder, did they do this because there's an Ace Frehley record coming out? Because
there was
absolutely no warning. And Sonny would probably say no. It really felt like it was like all of a sudden. But this email came out, this thing came out, and here it is. This is it, the 50th anniversary collection.
Bro, I ordered my hoodie with the wings.
Did you really?
Fuck yes, I did.
Oh my God! Wow.
Lee swore. She said, "Fuck yes, I did."
I'll get shit for it too, and I don't care.
It's okay. I don't care. I think it's awesome.
When I saw the price on it, I'm like, "Who the hell's gonna buy this?" I didn't even think it would be Lee.
Lee, yes.
Of course, it's me. Who else would it be?
Look at that. Hey, look. So let's take a look at some of this stuff. Okay. Now I can't see the comments that you guys are putting up because I'm gonna be changing the page, but. This
get
is
up
really
and
cool.
Get your grandma out of here. What's on the front of that one?
That shirt right there. You could get made.
Is
you could get
front?
That shirt made. Yeah.
Is it on the front?
Yeah. That's you get hilarious. That shirt made at whatever you want, like at one of the tea shops.
Yeah, it'll still be $30 though. So you might as well get it.
Yeah,
well, I guess. Official kiss, you know, on the tag.
Yeah. Here's something that's interesting to me. A cornhole set.
Oh, I like it. Joe, you need that for the yard. I got this shirt on there recently. It just came in.
Yeah, $300 for 5 pieces of pine with a picture of Kiss on it. You throw your bag. I have specially made cornhole bags.
You can unlock your
10% off. Oh yeah, that's true. That's interesting. All right, am I going to hit the right button and go backwards too far, or what? That's happening. All right. See this jacket right here?
Nice.
That's what happened first thing this morning. I get a message from Doug and he says, I couldn't resist. Now, $125 for that jacket, I don't think that's too bad, Sonny.
Let's see the back.
But where are you gonna wear it? Like
anywhere.
I gotta be
where
honest with you. Doug, let me start by saying, Doug, I love you. But if you wear that jacket like at Walmart, I'm gonna have to look at you and laugh. Like,
he's
going to
wear
the jacket.
We don't care, Sonny. You can laugh all you want.
He'll wear it to church.
And he'll laugh away. I've been laughed at my whole life with this shit.
He's going to play it. He's going to wear it to church. I promise you this. He has a new girlfriend, and she is sweet as hell. And I will go, and I'm not talking about how she tastes. Don't get that. You guys,
oh
stop.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. You guys are awful. There?
You guys are awful, because I'm going to get, how do you know what Doug's girlfriend tastes like? I'm talking about as a person. She is genuinely sweet. And I promise you right now, the next time when he gets that jacket in November or whenever they send him. Whenever they send them out, I promise for Thanksgiving, he's wearing that thing to her house. Anyway,
I want to see him in it.
He'll wear it.
I'll have my hoodie on at the same time.
All right, let's see. Here's the banner everybody was talking about.
Now that I don't understand the 1500, I don't get it.
So is
I
there
think
only
it's
10?
Got like little actual studs and all that kind of shit.
What happened there?
It started playing music.
Yeah.
When you go on the banner, everything else, it didn't play any music. I went on the banner, it started playing music.
Wow.
Anyway, the banner, $1,500.
You didn't bring up the hoodie.
Oh, I got it. I'll get back to it. But
I think the banner has like studs where it says kiss. I think there's little studs you can actually
rhinestones
feel
or something.
I think so.
$1,500.
$1,500, ridiculous.
I did get my.
Oh, is that the scarf?
It's the scarf. Look how big and thick it is.
Yeah, that is big.
Nice, isn't that sweet?
Did you get one, Joe? I have two.
That is pretty sweet. Though.
Did you get two?
Yeah, Karen got them for me for Christmas. I didn't get them at the, you know, it's we were it. Lee and Karen and I were at the store in New York.
I was so mad.
We were at the store in New York and they were gone. I did buy the bomber jacket though. I got that for Christmas.
I thought I was never going to be able to get it. I'm like, I wanted that so bad.
And then like a week or two before Christmas it popped up.
Yep.
You know, here's the jacket, you guys, if you haven't seen it, the one that Lee was talking about, it's called the Demon Wing Zip Up Hoodie.
Yeah, buddy. That's what I'm talking about.
Lee, look.
Look at the back.
Look at the back.
Come on.
Wow. But Lee, okay, where are you going to wear that? Concert,
anywhere.
Right? To a concert,
everywhere.
Maybe?
No, Lee everywhere.
Lee will wear that everywhere.
Joe knows I'll wear it everywhere.
Wow. Look, does it? I didn't know that.
I have the bling one now I wear that's got Gene's face on the back with bling. I wear it everywhere.
Look at how the skeleton head looks Canadian. It's amazing the way that works. You know, in South Park, when the Canadians, they always make their mouths go like that. Anyway.
I'll wear it everywhere, Sonny. Don't worry.
Don't worry. Wow. And I'm gonna have pictures.
I couldn't do it.
Good for you.
Yeah, good for you.
I'm going to tell you
the Black Diamond shirt.
What's with
the blood dripping off of it?
I have no idea. I have no idea. But
I thought it was cool. I thought it was cool, but I was like, blood dripping off a Black Diamond? That's a little weird.
Yeah, I don't get it.
There's some different colors of
get your grandma out of here. So that's pretty much it. Now the records, right? There's the New York collection. All right. So if you click on, let's say what do they call it? The women's t-shirt, the
strutter. I already have one of those.
Yeah, I have one somewhere too. Musically, let's see, 50th anniversary collection. Is it going to show the music too? So they put
records. Yeah.
So much is sold out. Look, sold out.
So do you get the jacket and the, okay.
Yeah.
Limited edition. Sold out. And then it's on like eBay.
Sold out.
And some of this stuff doesn't ship until May.
How's it sold out?
But you can buy
already?
It on eBay too.
Yeah.
How can it be sold out? It's not even shipping.
Yeah.
So there's the
make
shirt.
More.
And the gold nugget color vinyl limited edition. You know, but look.
What's going on there?
That's the banner. That's how big it is. I see what you're saying, Sonny. It's shiny.
It's sparkly.
So maybe it's rhinestones. I'm still not spending $1,500.
No, we were talking before recording. Like, you can get a huge fathead that's like 60 by 80 of that iconic Love Gun live shot, right? And it'll look awesome on your wall. And it's only $300 probably compared to $1,500.
Yeah. Is it thick? I wonder.
Oh, it's thick. And you can, because if you move, you can take it off the wall and you can roll it up. The fathead, I mean.
Oh, okay.
There used to be a, here in Georgia, there used to be a, a pizza place in one of the towns around here. I went with Karen one time and they had that Love Gun picture, like a huge thing on the wall.
Yeah.
And a little 5 points?
No, it was closer to Town Center Mall, which is basically North Georgia for you guys out there that that don't know. But so they had, I thought I might have had it in my profile pictures. Let's see if I can find it and I'll show you guys what I'm talking about. So if I had the chance to get a banner, right? That banner, or get my wall covered in the Alive 2 album cover, album center art. Well, which would you do, Sonny?
Oh, I definitely do the Alive 2 or the Love Gun thing. There's no way I would get that banner.
No.
No way.
No. I mean, so let's say both cost $1,500. You're still going with the banner.
Oh, yeah. I'm still going with the Alive 2 or Love Gun thing. That banner, it's interesting, but I don't know.
Not for that much.
Yeah.
For those of you out there, I'm curious of which some of you guys though are going, hell no, I'm getting the banner, and I get it. You know, that's the thing. It's, these kind of choices are hard. I'm just saying, I'm having no problem not getting the banner. But now I'm really thinking hard about getting the fathead.
Well, if it's only 300 compared to.
Yeah. Yeah. The fatheads are cool.
Joe, you can have the Detroit Rock City banner if you want.
Oh, that I want to see it. I want to see it.
I'll show it.
I want
to
see
it. But it's the movie one, right? It's not the album.
It's the movie. I'll get it out and show it to you.
Or you could go to your local toy store and get an Iron Maiden puzzle. Check that out.
Ooh, where'd you get that?
It's a place called Jungle Gyms in Ohio. It's pretty cool.
Five bands.
Yeah.
I got some Iron Maiden stuff around.
I don't.
You don't?
But
I got Monopoly too.
Iron Maiden Monopoly?
Yeah. Isn't that cool? You know what? That's a good question.
Oh my God, little different Eddie.
Oh, Albatross, amp stack, flying helmet, Nico's drum set, Wasted Years computer, and Steve's bass.
Oh, I get Steve's bass because I have it right
now. Well, we're going to get together and play it.
Isn't that sweet?
I love that. That's awesome.
I will tell you that I know Lee has so much Iron Maiden stuff, but when I go to the record store, every time I see the little vinyl pops, I always take a picture and send it to Sonny going, got this one?
So
and the
cute.
Answer is the same. Yes, I have.
Yes.
Yes.
I try to stop buying so many pops. It's too addicting.
It is. My son's bedroom looks like a pop like vomited all over.
I had to make myself stop.
All right, so let's get I know we have a lot of, let's get back on track here. This is my next question. Sonny, did they miss the boat not releasing some kind of a 50th anniversary box set right off the bat? Or do you think that the t-shirts and everything is what they could put together just in time to interfere with what Ace is doing?
Yeah, I don't know about the whole Ace line. Like, why would Kiss care? I don't think they care.
Yeah.
Plus, you don't know what Universal, how Universal is involved, and you don't know how Universal is putting the dates out or whatever. My guess is there will be a box set. my guess is, you know, if you want to do something for the 50th anniversary, it'd be great to do, here is a box set, kind of like the originals. Here's the box set of the first three albums. Mm-hmm. Here's a box set of the second three albums. Right. And then, you know, I guess they could put a trash can together and put Dynasty, Unmasked, and Elder in there, and you could get that, you know, whatever. But
I'm just saying, a trash can sounds awesome. I have the original. Do you have the original?
I have, yes.
Yeah, it's
of course.
Rust.
Mine's not too bad.
Mine looks like,
if I mean, they all have a little rust.
If you
the fan base is big enough to separate it, like, don't do like what Vi did, in all of the albums are in one box set, or, you know, some of these other bands, they'll put, you can, or Dokken just did it, you can get all of your albums in one shot. Like,
whoa,
Kiss is big enough to where you don't need to do that.
Mark Randall says it's a blood diamond.
Blood diamond.
Let's see. Okay, so,
but it's coming. It'll come. The box set will come.
Everything, yeah. everything that we're
we need hoping. A new video set of new, you know, new stuff.
Do you think
new that, old stuff?
Do you think that there, it, isn't it seem like by now we would have already had that final show or two shows on DVD or something? Maybe not DVD, but how about that you could download on iTunes or something? I'm really surprised.
Load up that crappy pay per view.
Yeah, no way. They're gonna wait. And they'll put that out on DVD, putting it out on some sort of streaming or whatever, unless they get a big chunk of money beforehand, probably doesn't make a whole lot of sense. I would parlay that, wait a little bit, and put that out end of year, maybe next year, and just let it be. You don't got to put it all out right now. Yeah, separate all this shit out. Yeah. We got to wait till 2027 somehow. Like, yeah, yeah, separate some of this shit out.
Yeah, I gotta keep us keep us going for the Avatar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you just gotta buy all the Avatar merch.
I would have thought that was coming out too by now. I would, you know, I would have thought that by now they would have said, obviously, they're gonna try to keep us interested in the Avatars also by making sure that there's cool stuff for us to see, watch, well, see and watch are the same. See and hear and read all the way, you know, till, I mean,
yeah,
till it comes out. And obviously they have to split it up, right? They, just like Sonny was saying, they can't do it all at once.
Right. They got to keep us.
Keep what do you think is
the poll?
What do you think is next, Sonny? If you had to, if you were running this whole spiel, what are you putting out next?
Yeah, I think something has to happen with the first album. Mm-hmm. My guess is, well, this could be it, I guess, because you can get it on that gold thing, or you could get it a picture disc. So maybe that's it. You still got to do something Hotter Than Hell, because we're only, what, 6-7 months away from Hotter Than Hell being 50 years old.
Right. Back in the day, every 6 months.
What if you finally got a remixed, remastered Hotter Than Hell? What if you finally got that?
See, it makes complete sense.
After 50 years, they finally fix it.
Do you think that there's a better chance in that? Than like not that happening than not happening.
I think it's got a shot to happen. Yeah, yeah.
They could, yeah, they could remaster that.
Remaster is not going to fix it, right? They got to remix it. They got to remix and remaster it. Remastering, okay, make it sound a little better. Big whoop. You're still going to have the same shitty tinny sound that sounds a little better. You got to go back and remix it. Like, if you, I don't know if anybody listening is a Kix fan. But Kix went back and remixed and then remastered Blow My Fuse. Oh my God. It sounds amazing. Or there's this new, the Dio album. I forgot. I think it's the first Holy Diver got remixed and remastered. It is crunchy as hell when you listen. Kidding. Yeah. It's on Spotify. You want to check it out?
Okay.
Yeah. Some Dio now.
Holy Diver. I mean, it's like piercing through the mix. It's awesome.
Damn. Okay.
So that's what we got to look forward to. Hopefully one of the things that they're doing, by, you know, everybody being, you know, by maybe they're looking at a bunch of stuff that's in the warehouse. Maybe what do you think about a 50th anniversary, like, convention tour, you know, or maybe just a convention, like, you know, Keith could do a tour, a convention, and Kiss could donate a whole bunch of stuff to make like kind maybe of a museum.
Maybe that's what they're working on.
That's what that would be pretty interesting.
That would be cool.
Yeah. If you're going to do something 50th anniversary, Keith being kind of the head of that, you know, and do something in Indianapolis or Nashville or something in the middle of the country, and you do it in, I don't know, July or August. Like, the problem is, if you don't already have the venue set up, then you probably limit where you can do it, right? Then you have to possibly limit yourself to Vegas because there's more venues available. But Keith running something like that, especially being involved with Kiss, it opens up a lot of things that can happen.
Mm-hmm. Give me an example.
Oh, you definitely get Singer involved. I'm sure you definitely get Thayer involved. You definitely get Kulik there. I don't know if you get any of the original four, but if Keith can't get them, probably nobody can, right? So at least gives you a shot, but he could do whatever. If he's involved in the museum, just like Lee said, I mean, he could be gathering stuff and putting it out in the museum. You could gather stuff and sell it there, and Kiss is going to donate the proceeds to whatever. If Keith's involved, you get pretty much any band you want, and it could be a little mini festival thing at some hotel. It'd be huge. It'd be just as good as if not better, that 2018 Kiss thing we went to in Indy. It'd be just as good.
And, you know, and they did something like this before. Unfortunately, I didn't get to go. I blew my knee out and I had just had surgery. I had to lay in bed I watched Paul Stanley and Gene do an interview on the local news. And I was like almost in tears thinking, this is my chance to go. And I had blown my knee out and had to have surgery. But they could, I mean, if they did something where they came to Atlanta, LA, New York, Chicago, Indy, Miami, you know, and just did it like that, like they did that thing, I think that would be sellable, you know, in a small venue. Sonny?
Yeah, but why do that? Why not just do one in a big venue then and make people come to you? Do like Maiden does. Maiden comes. They play 30 or 40 cities and they leave. They don't give a shit if they're not going to hit your area. You come to us. They sell out anyway. They don't care. And they're not going to do 200 cities to make everybody happy. You want to see us? Here's the 30, 40 cities we're going to be in. Otherwise, we'll see you in a couple of years.
Right.
So why would you want to put a traveling roadshow together and try to get, especially if you're going to get like an Eric Singer or Tommy or Bruce or whatever, they're so busy, it's hard to get them one time. So why try to do a 6-city tour when you could do something in Nashville and just do it at a huge place then and get 10,000 people there if you think it's going to be that big?
I wonder if that, I mean, I don't know if that many people would, that's a big number.
But I mean, if you go to 6 different cities, what are you talking about? 1,000-seater? You know, you talk about 1,000, 2,000 people show up?
Well, I don't know. I didn't get a chance to see the last one. Lee, what was it like? Where was it?
I don't remember. It was down at one of those hotels. And they had all this stuff set up, like the costumes, and it was great. They had a tribute band played first, and I don't know how many people were there. I'm not good at that, but it was awesome, Joe. Should have gone.
Look at Doug. Yes, Doug, I have a huge Love Gun painting. You gave it to me. It's on the wall. And I talked all about it on the video that you haven't watched yet, apparently. Anyway.
Oh, damn. That's
showed it up. And everything, Doug. So.
Yeah, so I had to hit him back. This is when you're 57 years old, your brain starts to go when you're Doug Ponier. Sorry, Doug. Right in the happy birthday. No. The first time he saw Kiss was Crazy Nights Tour. He was a fan before that. He and I went, Ted Nugent opened, and I don't know if he would say this, but I thought Kiss was great, but it felt like Ted was better that night. So I don't know. I don't know if he would agree with that. Have you guys ever seen a band open for Kiss and like smoke them?
Ooh, smoke them?
Hmm. No, but I've seen bands open that I love, but I don't know about smoke.
No, I can't think of one because, God, now I'm thinking there's some shitty bands that opened for Kiss that I saw. I saw Anthrax twice. Sorry, Anthrax. That's just what I think about you. I saw Ted Nugent open. I thought Ted was good. I didn't think it blew him off.
Ted's great.
But no, I haven't. I've seen bands open for other bands that blew him off the stage, but Kiss isn't one of them.
Okay. Well, I mean, so now we wait. Now we wait to see what else happens. I'm wondering if anything else comes out this week. It felt like everything that was released, it didn't feel like like it was as much as I would have expected. I would have thought that there was going to be a whole lot more merchandise, you know, for 50 years, you know, yeah. I would have thought that they could have, I mean, it just seems like they could have done so much more. I'm not complaining. I didn't buy any of it anyway, but my point is it feels like they were underwhelmed. It's like they were afraid. Now let's just put this out and see what happens. Does anybody care? You know, does that make sense as a business thing, Sonny? Let's just give it to them in spurts.
Yeah, you have to do that. You got to split it up. There's no doubt about that. Hey, somebody just mentioned Doug Gibraldi. So, Steven worked. Is it Andrea Bocelli? Is that the person's name? But anyway, yeah. So they were in, this person was in Atlanta last night, and Gibraldi opened the show.
Oh,
did really? A painting thingy. Yeah.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Who's Steven?
Steven.
Anyway. You know,
your buddy.
I'm just kidding. All right. Well, you know, the funny thing is that I was at Mr. Big. I didn't see Lee there. And Steven said that he was there.
Yeah.
Like two rows over from me, and he couldn't get my attention. I was like, you saw me. I didn't see you. Couldn't you have just got up and walked over and said, hi, Joe?
But you were on the balcony, right?
I was, but he was there too.
Oh, see, I was down on the floor.
You were on the floor. I'm just saying.
I got to see Billy Sheehan up close playing.
At this, let me tell you, as much shit as I give that guy, if I'd have seen him, I would have gotten up and walked over. Mostly to say hi to Jennifer. However, because she's amazing. I still don't know how the hell that happened. But still, I would have gotten up and gone over and said hello. That shows what he thinks of me. Thank you.
There you go. Yeah.
I do want to mention, listen, we're almost out of time here. I do want to mention that Lee and I went to the Atlanta Comic Con this past weekend.
Yeah.
And we had a blast. Lee was dressed like Cousin Eddie from Vacation.
Bittersful.
She was carrying around a hose, and you had a cigar, right?
Yep. And a beer, a can of Meister Brau.
It was very weird to see
and I had stubble.
Lee with stubble. I'm just saying it just did.
And I had the hat. I had everything. He loved it. He thought it was hilarious.
And she was wearing like leggings. And
well, they were pantyhose, but they were really thick. They're like stupid pantyhose from Amazon. They're awful.
Right. Well, you come around the corner and you, I don't know if you heard me, but I yelled, nice legs. But I wanted to tell this cool story because I want it on record as something that happened to my son and I. Sonny, this will mean nothing to you. You'll tune out now, but it may. It may be cool anyway.
Oh, it's a nice story.
Lee and Jason and I were all wandering around. We were trying to find Anthony Daniels, the guy that played C-3PO in the Star Wars movies. I wanted to meet him and with my son and get a piece of merchandise that I've had forever signed by him. So we couldn't find him. When we finally ran, we ran into Lee when we were looking, and we all walked over and we waited in line. Lee went to go in. I think you had to go and meet. You were going to get in line.
Picture. Yeah, with Randy. Yeah,
with Randy Quaid, who I met as well, and he was so nice.
He was so funny.
He was very nice. So Jace and I get in line, and we go to talk to, when we finally get a chance to talk to Anthony Daniels. I mean, I literally said this to him. I said, I don't really have anything to say that you haven't heard before. So thank you. You're great. I love you. You were a big part of my childhood. And he was like, thank you. And he signed my book. This is my book. I don't know if you guys will know what this is, but it was like a lobby book.
Vintage.
That you could get in the lobby if you didn't know most people didn't know anything about Star Wars. So when it came out, it's smart. It tells you who the characters are and what the whole importance of them in the movie is. He signed it for me. It was very nice. Then he looks at my son and he goes, do you have anything for me to sign? And Jace goes, no, sir. He goes, but I want to tell you a story. And he goes, yeah. And he goes, when my dad and I went to see the last movie, you have a line in the movie. And the line is, I just want to take one last look at my friends. I don't want to spoil anything, but if you haven't seen the movie, tune out now. They were wiping C-3PO's brain. They were wiping his memory. And he said he wanted to take one last look at his friends. And he said to, and my son said, my father, it hit us so hard when you said that. My father and I held hands and cried. Because it was sad. He goes, and he took a step back and he says, I want you to know that when you just said that, I literally got chills. He goes, I'm going to tell you why. He goes, when I read the line in the script, he goes, I thought it was a very unusual thing for me to, for 3PO to have to say. And then he said the line to us as C-3PO with the little head bobs that C-3PO does and everything in the voice. It was amazing. And Jace and I were blown away by that. But that's awesome. When I told Joey about this, if you don't know, Joey is a huge Star Wars fan. Joey was like, I cannot believe that happened to you. Then he looks at Jace and he goes, you don't have anything for me to sign? And Jace goes, no, sir. He goes, go on over there and grab a picture.
Aww, so Jace's heart.
Jace gets a picture and brings it over and he signs it to him. And here I am thinking, my kid tells a story to C-3PO and gets an autograph for free. It cost me $120 to get this signed. Basically, I got BOGO. His says to Jace. It's awesome. It was a great time. I was so awesome to see Lee. Everybody, we saw was a lot of fun. And I wanted to make sure that's on record as one of the coolest experiences that I've had meeting a famous person where they were so overwhelmingly friendly. My son literally looked at me when we walked away and said, I really hope that man lives forever. That's what he said.
Sweet.
So funny. So that's our show for the day. Bye. we're going to go over to Patreon and we're going to do another show. If you guys have not yet signed up for at least the free side of Patreon, you're missing out. We're going to go there. And Chris Flood thinks Joe makes so much too much money. It's the funniest thing. Chris, I'm going to be straight with you. I am irresponsible. That is what is really going on. I make enough money to pay my bills and be
buy Kiss shit.
Too irresponsible. I literally have no money. Anyway, is you cracking me up? We're getting ready to go over there and we are going to do a show. So go check it out. Go sign up and it's free to sign up and you can check it out for a week. And what we're about to go do, you could watch tonight if you want to, or tomorrow when you're sitting at your desk, not wanting to be at work. But patreon.com, just look up Podcast Rock City and check it out. I think it's a lot of fun. Sonny, do you have anything to add?
Thanks for watching or listening, Star Wars.
Meh. I don't understand that. Lee.
Fun as usual. I'm looking forward to getting Ace's album, even though I already heard it, but I guess I'll have to decide which color to get. Is that said there's like 20 different ones or something?
There's a whole bunch. And yeah. I think the Walmart is a lenticular CD or something.
Ooh,
so I wonder if he's like shooting lasers out of his guitar or something.
The lasers. Anyway. There's a lot of space songs on this album.
There was. And did he mention Kings and Queens more than once? And
possibly.
I think so. But that's okay.
Did you notice he said magic? He said magic touch in one of the songs.
Did he?
He said the word magic touch.
Yeah. I did recognize that. But we're going to talk all about this next week. So join us next week, all you guys. You know what I'm going to say. We love Kiss and we love Kiss podcast. And you're going to hear the commercials for the ones that we love right after this in 3, 2, 1, peace.
Thank you, and goodbye.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. Have you heard of the Click Tees shop yet? These t-shirts reach into the deepest nostalgia of the hottest band in the world with designs like the Demon's First Stage shirt, the Rock Skull, the Spaceman's very first stage shirt, Eagle Wings, the Catman's Cadillac Michigan jacket, the Black Cat, the Phantom of the Park talisman, and a wide array of Eric Carr tees. With over 30 killer designs, these t-shirts dive so deep, they're like opening a private vault of rare classic material. Click Tees is not exactly all tees. They also have products like mugs, hats, necklaces, pillows, socks, stickers, and guitar picks. Podcast Rock City is happy to announce that we have partnered with Click Tee Shop and we are now selling our merchandise there too. Buy some merchandise and let everyone know you're a fan of our show. Go to clickteeshop.com, that's click with a K, to check out all the great stuff to choose from.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world. Kiss! It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
Hey, this is Stephen Michael.
And Sonny Hollywood Pooney, and we are from the Growing Up Rock Podcast.
Come check out the Growing Up Rock Podcast, where each and every week we talk to rock stars past and present and come up with some fun themes all to the beat of some killer hard rock and metal music.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you can also check out our episodes, concert reviews, and album reviews at growingUpRock.com.
That's growingUpRock.com. GROWINUPROCK.com.
Growing Up Rock.
Turn it up.
Hey everybody, this is Jody Havnot. I want to invite you to come hang out with me and Mr. Nate Dimmel in the Dummy Room. The Dummy Room is a podcast that's all about having fun, talking about some great music, and we also have some really cool guests too. Check us out, man. I think you really dig it.
No gratitude need be voiced. Your mind speaks to us.